Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for your entertainment buzz. TV Guide Magazine's Matt Rausch is joining me, and two of my favorite reality type shows, Project Runway and Top Chef, we're talking about. And Project Runway, I'm sad to hear that we'll be seeing the last of Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn.
Well, Heidi's busy over with America's Got Talent, and Tim, I'm not quite sure. He had a pretty good run on the show, but as the series is going through quite a change, because for the last 11 cycles or so, it's been airing on Lifetime, but as of tonight, it's back on its original channel, which is Bravo, and in this sea change, which also involved, I think, some production things behind the scenes, that they have sort of wiped the slate mostly clean, and there's a new host, a new supermodel, another statuesque supermodel by the name of Carly Claus. And she is the new host of the show.
The pride of Webster Groves.
See, so a local tie-in right there. And Tim Gunn is being replaced as the mentor by a fan favorite from an earlier season of the show who's been around also, I think, come back and forth. But Christian Siriano, who sort of coined the phrase fierce during his time on the show, and he is rather fierce, but also he's quite a good mentor in the sense that these new contestants, he's helping them refine and not overclutter their things in the first challenge. So I was pretty impressed with him coming out of the gate. But Christian Siriano is going to be the new mentor. And there is some continuity because Nina Garcia, who's been around since the beginning, off and on the show, she's back as one of the judges with a few new judges. And I always enjoy her comments. So once again, it's really more about the fact that these contestants are spinning out like amazing fashions and ridiculous time constraints, just as the show has always done. And if you like Project Runway, it's back with 90-minute episodes, but you have to go to Bravo to find it, but that's where it all began.
Definitely a ton of talent on Project Runway. It blows my mind, just like Top Chef does.
Well, I like to call it a delectable season of Top Chef. I really enjoyed this one. It's coming on right after Project Runway, and in this episode, the last three, including one local Kentucky gal who's still in the running, the final three chefs are given a four-course meal to prepare, but only two of them will get to serve the full meal, because there will be an elimination at some point during the contest before the final two battled out for the title of Top Chef. And these are my favorite kind of reality shows, where people who actually have a reason for being on TV and who actually have a skill set work really hard to make a name for themselves.
That is your entertainment buzz. TV Guide Magazine's Matt Rausch joining us here on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.